An Edmonton man charged in the death of Tiki Laverdier pleaded guilty to kidnapping with intent to unlawfully confine. 33-year-old Charles Street Savard, one of 10 people charged in Laverdier's murder, entered the guilty plea in North Battleford Provincial Court January 11 via CCTV. Crown Prosecutor Charlotte Morden and Defence Tim Nolan entered a joint submission. A charge of first-degree murder against St. Savard was withdrawn in October. Crown Prosecutor Charlotte Morden and Defence Tim Nolan entered a joint submission. Morden asked the court for a sentence of 24 to 33 months imprisonment. Nolan asked the court for 2 years less a day. Judge Kevin Hill sentenced St. Savard to 2 years less a day. With credit for time served, he has 14 months plus 20 days left to serve. St. Savard was ordered to submit a DNA sample and was given a lifetime prohibition on owning firearms. Laverdier, 25, from Edmonton, was reported missing to Battleford's RCMP on May 12, 2019. She was in Saskatchewan April 27, 2019, to attend the funeral of Tristan Cook Buckle, 20, on Thunderchild First Nation. RCMP found Laverdier's body in a rural area near North Battleford on July 11, 2019. Over a one-year span, police arrested 10 people in Saskatchewan and Alberta. Others arrested included Nicole Cook, Soaring Eagle Whitstone, Shayla Orthner, Danita Thomas, Jesse Sangster, Nikita Sandra Cook, Samuel Takakanu, Brent Chekosis and Mavis Takakanu. In May 2019, Mavis Takakanu and Brent Chekosis pleaded guilty to accessory after the fact to murder and were sentenced to 18 months and 7 years respectively. The charges against the 7 remaining co-accused haven't been proven in court. There is a ban on publication on the sentencing hearings for St. Savard, Chekosis and Mavis Takakanu until the trials of all the co-accused are finished.